Rocky Mountain West is feeling the pressure of America's voracious appetite for energy. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. The Rocky Mountain region is bristling with drill rigs searching for natural gas to meet the country's growing demand. Michael Karopoulos is with Western Resource Advocates in Boulder, Colorado.
The energy industry has targeted the Rocky Mountain region. They've called it the Persian Gulf of natural gas.
Karopoulos says gas development is booming. The Powder River Basin, for example, can expect as many as 100,000 drill rigs in coming years.
We don't want the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. We don't want the Colorado Rockies or the great grasslands and other wilderness areas, the Red Rock Wilderness in Utah. We don't want it looking like Saudi Arabia. We don't want it looking like Texas and Oklahoma in the oil boom days of 50 or 100 years ago.
But Karopoulos says many parts of the Front Range look like industrial parks. He says the problem is the density of the gas drilling operations, which in the past have typically placed 4 wells per square mile.
What we're facing in the mineral basins across the region is higher density spacing. So they go from 4 wells per square mile to 8, 16, even 32 or 64 wells per square mile. The habitat fragmentation for wildlife is unbelievable, and the amount of sediment and runoff into your streams, your headwater streams, your irrigation ditches, everything else. There's a lot of concerns about water quality.
Karopoulos says he's not opposed to natural gas development, but he says it should be done with better technology that can have a smaller impact on the land. And he'd like the country to pursue alternative sources of energy to relieve the pressure on the landscape of the West. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.